Okay, shepherds then. What do we know about shepherds? Well, if we look at the biblical shepherds, shepherds have been mentioned since the very earliest writings. Job, which is one of the earliest books ever written, went into the Bible. Job was a shepherd. He had 14,000 sheep. He had a lot of sheep. Sheep were important. He was a rich man. He had lots of other stuff going on as well, but he had 14,000 sheep. At that point, to be a shepherd, to have that many sheep, was good standing. It was good. And that went on for generations, that having a massive flock of sheep was good. That was good. And then things changed a little bit, you see, because then the people of Israel went to Egypt. Originally because they needed to, because there was a famine, all that sort of stuff. But then they stayed in Egypt for a long time. And bit by bit, the Egyptian prejudice against shepherds got into their culture. You see, in Genesis 46:34, there's a passage that says that Joseph told his brothers to say they were farmers, they were shepherds, sorry, so that they would be put outside of Egypt where they could have their own bit of land, because the Egyptians found them detestable. The Egyptians found shepherding to be a really detestable job. It was the lowest of the low. And that prejudice meant that that high-standing job, the being a rich shepherd, actually lost its prominence. It wasn't important anymore. It got worse and worse. It went down and down and down in the importance. Until actually, if you were a shepherd, you became something of a second-class citizen. You weren't very important. But it was still necessary. It wasn't one of those jobs that dropped off the scale. I'm sure there are jobs like a cooper nowadays. I'm not sure many people are coopers anymore. Barrels aren't used very much. Shepherds, at that point, were still important. You still needed shepherds. Did you know that when King Solomon had his temple and the inauguration, what do you call it when the temple's built and opened? And dedication of the temple. Thank you very much. That's why you're the pastor. He sacrificed 120,000 sheep. 120,000 sheep were needed. So shepherds were needed for that. And then every day after that, shepherds produced sheep and provided sheep. So it wasn't that their job wasn't important. It was vital to the running of the Israelite society. It was just done by the people who actually were put cast aside. It was the youngest son's job. If you were the youngest son, you were put in the field to look after the sheep, if that's what your family were into. Oh, yeah, the kid can do it. And then he grew up, and there was another youngest son. Hooray, I don't have to be the shepherd anymore. It's the next job for the youngest kid to do. Look at the David story. That's quite important, because he was off in the fields when they were all being chosen to be anointed. He was in the fields. The youngest son was the shepherd because it wasn't massively important. You see, it became a really menial vocation. It wasn't a job if you aspired to. It was a job, actually, that you were kind of just stuck with. I still can't work out why they're here, then. If you were unskilled, if you were part of the laboring class, if you were a bit brutish, if you were brave enough to fight off wild animals, but you weren't clever and you weren't respectable, yeah, you could go sit in a field, look after somebody else's sheep. That was the job. That was what you did if you were a shepherd. Fantastic. And then we come to this. Here we go. Ready? Oh, it's a shame. Yay! We come to this. The shepherds in the field, watching their sheep by night. I love the fact that we opened with the first Noel. The angels did say, and all that kind of business. The shepherds were here in their field. So they knew their standing. They would have been those menial, unskilled laborers in a field, not expecting much out of life. And all of a sudden, bosh, angels. I love that bit in the story that we've just heard on the video about they were cleaning their pooey shoes. Fantastic. It's always good to remind us that they were probably stinky. They weren't very clean. They definitely weren't scrubbed up well. So these stinky shepherds in the cold fields, bosh, bunch of angels come along. Of course, the first thing the angel says is, don't be afraid, because these men would have been terrified. Of course they would have been afraid. They weren't expecting this. They'd been doing this night after night after night after night, expecting this night to be no different. And all of a sudden, the sky is filled with the heavenly host singing God's praises. And here they are. So yeah, shepherds in the middle of this now. So this is how they're welcomed into the story. And they tell the shepherds, get to Bethlehem. Remember, Bethlehem was a little tiny village. Not very important. It had been mentioned earlier in the Bible in Micah, saying something good is going to come out of you. But at the time, these shepherds wouldn't have expected anything to come out of Bethlehem. It was like them. It wasn't important. It was one of those places on the side. If something important was going to happen, Jerusalem, yeah, that's where you need it. Jericho, that's where you had to be. Oh, Bethlehem. But here it was. The angels were saying, go to Bethlehem. Has a king been born? Now you can imagine, I tried to get into the shepherd's head and think, why us? Why are you telling us this? But if you read the story, they got up and they ran. After they got over their initial shock, they ran down. They were the first to get there. They were the first to see the baby Jesus. They got there and they saw the baby Jesus. They were the very first visitors. Even before any in-laws and grandparents came along. They didn't get a look in. The shepherds were there. And they didn't go home and have a shower first. No, no, no. They came straight off the field. Probably still covered in a bit of sheep douche. There, in the middle of this stable, to see the baby Jesus, who they'd just been told was the king. And they were so excited, what did they do? They ran off and told everybody about it, becoming the first gospel spreaders. I love that in the whole Bible, all of these great apostles and preachers and everybody, the first people to spread the good news about Jesus, stinky shepherds. Amazing! Why were the shepherds there? Because God wanted them there. Because actually, what lesson do we get from this? Okay, is it? Let's appreciate the lower classes. Let's love the unlovable. And that's me saying this from my very middle class. I'm a teacher. But no, don't be patronizing. That's not what this is about. I don't think that's it. Yes, please do. Please look after the people who look after you. Do that. I think it's more than that. I think it's more than just loving the unlovable. Although that is massively important. I think it's more to do with actually accepting where we are. Accepting whoever we are, God finds us important. At this Christmas, would you be in the stable? In whatever role you are in, whatever your beliefs are, do we know, were they Jewish? We don't know. They were shepherds. We have no idea what their religious background was. Were they welcomed in the temple? I don't know. What I know is God welcomed them into the stable on this day. You're going to have to stop pushing that, girls. Sit still. Sorry, there's behind the scenes going on that you can't see. God loves us as lowly as we are. As unlovable as we think we are, God loves us and sees us as so important that we have a place in this story. That the baby Jesus was visited by the shepherds. But actually, this is getting really warm now. The grown man Jesus is there for us. That's ours to be part of. You see, and Jesus helps us understand that because when Jesus then started teaching, he didn't put shepherds to the back. He actually brought them back to a place of prominence. Jesus is the good shepherd. He didn't compare himself to the wise men, the intelligence. He didn't say, oh yeah, I'm going to compare myself to the kings and the wise men. No, no, no. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus knows his flock. Jesus knows the sheep he's got to look after. And then he tells parables about the shepherd, about the lost sheep, about the shepherd going out of his way to go and find that one sheep. What an amazing story. That God is that shepherd. God is the shepherd now. Who will go and he will search and he will carry on and he will persist until that one sheep is found back in the fold. Because that one sheep, you, me, we are important. Shepherds. And then, when Peter is reinstated. Any of you don't know the story of Peter? Peter was one of Jesus' disciples who, on the night that Jesus was betrayed and actually then tried and crucified, he denied him three times. It's a tragic story. Peter is an amazing person. You ever get to know him? Tragic story. But when Jesus reinstated him, he said, look, do you love me? And Peter said, yes. And he said, well, feed my flock. Look after my sheep. He put him in a role as a shepherd. He used words, shepherding words. Look after my flock. So he turned him from a fisherman into a shepherd. Awesome. This is Jesus saying, actually, shepherds, they're great. That's how I'm seeing this. And I just want to praise God this Christmas that a shepherd was born to watch over us. He knows us by name and he risked his life for us. Not risked it. Not just, ooh, that was a bit dangerous. He sacrificed his life. He put himself in our place instead of us for his flock. And he keeps us in his flock and he watches over us and he cares for us. And this Christmas, I think the shepherds shouldn't be overlooked. As a little reminder, I've got a little bag and I'm going to... Do you girls want to help me a little bit? This, some of you might find this a bit weird. I don't care, it's Christmas. I've got a little twist of sheep's wool. It stinks like sheep's wool, funnily enough. It's not clean. Please don't eat it. I thought, if you want to take a bunch of this and put it on your tree, please feel free. Could you go and just give this to the children? And then grown-ups will give you some as well. Could you go and give that to some children? Could you guys come and help? Go and just chuck that at people, okay? It's not going to hurt anyone. That's not health and safety. It's wool. Could you go and give that to people? Do you guys want to help? Just could you go and hand that out to everybody, okay? It's just a little twist of wool. Just to stick on your tree if you feel like it, or put in the bin if you don't feel like it. It's entirely up to you. We are God's flock. He is the shepherd. And I think this Christmas is a really important time to remember that. I'm just going to finish with a prayer. I'm just going to finish by saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this story that holds enormous importance, that the baby Jesus and the whole manger scene has such importance because it led to the example of your life, your sacrifice for us, and now your hope that we can live with you forever by knowing who you are. And thank you, the shepherds in their lowliness, in their surprise, in their fear, represent who we are when we come before you. Amen.